drive?
So I said, well, I was driving in Australia. So he said, well, I want you to drive me. So every morning when Prabhupada went up to the front to greet the deities, he would have me drive him from his quarters at the back of the land up to the front, which is what, about 200-300 meters or something. It's not very far, but he would have me drive because he wanted me to practice. So it was such a short distance, I never got out of first gear. Anyway, whilst we were there, one of Prabhupada's former servants turned up, Nanda Kumar. And the previous year he had been given sannyas and he had been sent to Africa. So now he was back. Late 76, he'd been having some difficulty there, so he came back to see Srila Prabhupada. So one morning when we were going back from the temple to the back of the land after the program, Prabhupada called Nanda Kumar over and had him sit in the car. So I'm driving along in first gear, and then Prabhupada kind of, he turns around and he said, oh, here is Nanda Kumar. He said, he can type and he can drive and he can cook as well. So then Nanda Kumar was being really humble. He said, oh, he said, yeah, but he said, because he could see Prabhupada was having, he was having a little dig at me because I could, still couldn't cook. So then he said, oh, he said, yes, but Harry Sori has 1,000 more qualities than I do. So then Prabhupada looked at him, he said, yes, he said, at least he does not go away. So I thought, well, okay, I can hardly type, I can hardly drive, I can't cook, but at least this is the one way I can please Prabhupada, by not going away.
And for our women and God sisters, in relation to driving, Prabhupada was talking to some gentleman here in Mayapur, and he said, our women devotees, they are very intelligent. He said, they can all swim and they can all drive cars. He said, I cannot do that.
We spoke at the Moscow show in Spassky. Back to Vijnana Maharaj. Are you waiting for us, eh?
You show us here?
Yeah. Okay, we're supposed to be having a show on the Moscow temple development, but Bhakti Vijnana Maharaj has asked us to do another 15 minutes. Is that all right with everybody?
Well, we're on the drive.
I have another driving story.
Oh, okay.
In 1969, there was a boy, Sridham, and he had a convertible, and that was on La Cienega Boulevard. So he became Prabhupada's servant because he had a car. He could drive Prabhupada from this little house on Formosa Avenue in Hollywood to the temple. So Prabhupada was sitting in the back. It was a convertible, and he had the top down. Prabhupada was sitting in the back. I was sitting in the passenger seat, and Sridham had his bead bag in one hand and one hand on the wheel. And he starts up the car, and he's driving. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And Prabhupada says, what is that? What are you doing? He said, I'm driving, Prabhupada. He said, no, no. He said, no chanting while driving, and two hands on the wheel, please.
Another driving story from the earliest days, 67. Srila Prabhupada had just come to San Francisco, and Jayananda had given us this old 1949 Ford that was the Krishna car. We had Hare Krishna written all over it in psychedelic paint. And he had seen from the air and had seen freeways, but he hadn't yet been on one. So one day we took him for a drive on the freeway in San Francisco, and he loved it. We'd go up 70 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour down the freeway, and the passenger seat was broken so that it leaned way back. So Prabhupada's head just barely got over the top of it. You could just see the very tip top of his crown of his head behind the window. And Prabhupada sat there and watched the freeway go by. He just loved it. When we got to the end, he says, "Now let's go do it again. Let's go back and do it again." He loved the speed of the freeway. And this whole time, my dog was riding in the back seat. That's how little we knew in those days. Prabhupada just sitting there with the dog in the back seat.
Not said a word. He said to someone once, he said, "Bhavananda's a very good driver." He said, "Fast and sure. I like that. Fast and sure."
Fast. He liked to go fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. One night I drove him home from an engagement about 80 miles south of Portland, Oregon, in Eugene, Oregon. And I had borrowed my father's brand new car to do this. It was very late at night, so I wanted to get back and so Prabhupada could get rest. I wanted to get back as quickly as possible. And he seemed to be asleep in the passenger seat. So I drove 80, 100, 90, 100 miles an hour back to Portland. The next morning he called me in and he said, we were talking about the program, how nice it was at the University of Oregon. And then he said, "But I saw at one point you were doing 100. He said, "That's a little too fast."
I was driving Prabhupada from Boston to the house that we had rented, this big mansion for him in 1969. So it was snowy and icy, and I was doing like 80, 90 miles, not kilometers, you know, miles, going over ice patches, you know, like nothing. And I'm driving, and it was about an hour and a half drive, and suddenly I feel something on my shoulder, and I look down, and Prabhupada's sleeping. And he's leaning on my shoulder.
Well, I have a couple of more driving stories. One was involving me, one was someone else. Prabhupada got a new Mercedes in 1976. It arrived here in Mayapur just in time for the festival. Pushta Krishna Swami had driven it from Germany. So he presented this car to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada liked it very much. And as soon as it arrived, then Prabhupada said, "Oh, let's go for a drive." So we went in procession, and Gagamuni Maharaj had arrived with five big Mercedes vans, and he had fitted some loudspeakers on the outside of these vans, so when he was going through the villages, they'd put a tape on, Hare Krishna tape, and it would blare out as he's going through the villages. So we had Prabhupada went out in his Mercedes with Pushta driving, and then Gagamuni Swami had his five vans in front and behind, and we went in procession through the villages. Prabhupada was sitting there very, very happy, very proud of his disciples that had given him this nice Mercedes car, because he said that, "I'm the guru of the Americans, so I should have some evidence of that." So we had a nice drive, and then he came back. He said, "Oh, very nice, very good." So then when it came to the end of the festival, we had to drive back to Calcutta. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he came, so he sat in the front seat with Pushta Krishna, and I was to sit in the back seat with Srila Prabhupada. So as we're going, then in typical fashion, we got driving, and after about half an hour, I'm sitting next to Prabhupada, I'm starting to nod out. So Prabhupada turned and he looked at me, and he woke me up. He said, "Don't sleep." No, Srila Prabhupada. So we keep on going. After about another 15 minutes, I'm nodding out again. So then Prabhupada said, "Stop the car." So we had to stop the car. He said, "Now you sit in the front, let Tamal sit with me." And then we swapped, and then he drove off. He just would not sit with somebody that was sleeping. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj sat in the back. I didn't sleep a wink after that for the rest of the journey. I was wide awake. Then another one, same Mercedes. We went to Vrindavan. So we flew to Vrindavan, and the car was driven by Ritter Prabhu, who at that time was preaching in South Africa. And they arrived in Delhi about 3 days later. Then we went to Vrindavan. So then at the end of the Vrindavan festival, we were to drive to Delhi and then go down to Bombay. So Pushta Krishna, he was driving, and we were getting, I guess, to near Faridabad, that area. In those days it wasn't quite so congested, but we'd gotten to the part where there was a divided road. In those days there was hardly any of the road was divided. It was just when you came into Faridabad. So there was a high curb down the middle, and then on the outside there were all these industrial workshops and things like that. So we're driving along, and Chaitaguru was sitting in the passenger seat, and Pushta Krishna was going to leave the car with Chaitaguru, because I think he'd been a taxi driver or something before he became a devotee. So he was going to leave the Mercedes with him when we went down to Bombay and then set off on this world tour. So as we're driving along, he's got his foot down, and we're doing at least 70 miles an hour. And the road is fairly clear, but Pushta starts telling Chaitaguru how the car operates, what all the dials are and the gears and all this. So he's talking away to Chaitaguru, and he's not really looking out the windscreen there. So I was sitting in the back, and I could see up front that just ahead of us there was a bullock cart going along, and then there was a camel cart coming up behind it, and it was starting to pull out into the middle of the road to overtake this bullock cart. Or it was the other way around, anyway. So as we're coming up, I'm starting to think, wow, we're going really fast, and he's not slowing down, and he's talking to Chaitaguru, and he's not paying attention. So, and then I thought, well, should I say something or not? Then I thought, well, Pushta Krishna doesn't like being told, you know, he doesn't like being corrected. He was a very intelligent man, but he hated to be corrected. So I thought, if I say something, he'll get angry with me. Then a few seconds later, I thought, if I don't say something, we're going to crash. And Prabhupada, I saw, was sitting there, and he was also looking, and he could see what was going on. So then I was just going to say something, and all of a sudden, Pushta Krishna finally looks up, sees this bullock cart way out in the middle of the road, and he goes, "Oh, Krishna!" like this, and he steps on the brakes. We immediately locked the wheels. We went into a skid, and the front end of the car goes in between the bullock cart and the curb. And then he realized if he keeps on skidding, then we're gonna crash. We're gonna pile up. So he took his foot off the brake. So the car shot through this gap, and as we got level with the axle of the bullock cart, the back door, Prabhupada's back door, bang! So the axle of the bullock cart smashed into the door right next to Srila Prabhupada. Because it was a Mercedes, it was strong, so, you know, the door actually slightly popped, so you could see a gap between the door and the frame. But somehow or another, the windows didn't break, and we had enough momentum that we kept on going. So then Pushta just put his foot down, because of course in India, if you have an accident like that, if you stop, there's a danger that you'll get lynched or something. And he was in the wrong, and he knew it. And I looked out the back window, and I saw that the whole wheel of this cart had been ripped off, and there were two fellows on the top. They had a big heap of straw and stuff, and they had come tumbling down in a heap on this straw. And again, in typical fashion, there was an ambassador that was coming up fast behind us, and they had seen that we were going through, so they thought, well, we'll go through with them. So the end result was that this ambassador smashed straight into this cart with all the straw, and these two fellows were tumbled down. I have no idea what happened to them. And we just kept on going. So I looked at Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was absolutely seething. We were talking about anger. And I saw there were different stages of anger that Prabhupada had. You know, he could be like a few sarcastic words that would put you in place. And sometimes he would get a little annoyed and then raise his voice a bit. And if he got really angry, I mean really angry, like the time when Tamal Krishnamaraj didn't want to go to China, he would sit up, he would get so angry, he would shake in his seat, and he would be sitting there, and he would begin to shake, and then his top lip on the left side would begin to quiver, and he would flush. Really, that was when he was really, really angry. But when he got the most angry, he didn't say anything at all. So with this incident, as we went through, Prabhupada sat there and he said, "You are going so fast." And then he just caught himself and he stopped and he just sat in stony silence for about an hour till we got to the temple. And it was almost unbearable to sit there and see Prabhupada so angry that, you know, he wasn't even saying anything anymore. And he got out of the car, he couldn't get out of his door, it was so badly bashed in, so I had to let him out my side. And then he walked around, there was a big hole in the door. Prabhupada just looked at it, shook his head and walked off. He didn't want to say anything about it at all. So, another driving story. Not a good one.
Yeah, let's not end on that note.
One time, we had an insect story. One time in Prabhupada's apartment on John Lennon's place, I walked into the room. He was in there alone, and it was a nice sunny day, and on his hand there was a butterfly sitting on his hand, and he was leaning back on his bolster just looking at this butterfly, and I watched him just look at it like this beautiful butterfly. And then he saw me standing there and he said, "Shamsundar, open the window so this butterfly can go." And I went over, opened the window, and he went like that, and the butterfly flew over to the window and left.
Another insect story. You have a story?
It wasn't an insect story.
Oh, I have an insect story.
It's a very positive story.
In Mayapur, at the end of summer and the beginning of rainy season, it rains a little, and then the sun comes out, and then it rains, and the sun comes out, so it's insect season. So all these billions of insects come around any light. So in Prabhupada's room, his seat and desk was at one side, and he put a light on the other end of the room. And I walked in one night, and he was just sitting there looking up over there at the light, and there were just thousands of insects. And he said, "Just see." He said, "So many airplanes flying in the sky around the light, and not one crash. Not one crashes into the other." He said, "Why is that?" I said, "I don't know, Prabhupada." He said, "Because there is a pilot inside every plane. Inside every bug, there is a pilot, and that's why they don't crash." He said, "The living entity." He saw Krishna and Krishna conscious philosophy everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I was just on a completely different tack, but we wanted something positive. So in 1966, we were sitting in Prabhupada's room in his apartment, and there was a devotee named Sradish, who later had mental problems. So somebody put on a tape of a kirtan or a record or something, and Prabhupada said, "Sradish, why get up and dance?" So Sradish got up and he started to dance. We started to dance disco style. And Prabhupada said, "Sradish, that is not how I showed you how to dance. Why don't you dance the way I showed you?" And Sradish said, "I don't remember how, Swamiji." So Prabhupada got up and he lifted up his hands and he started dancing one foot in front of the other. And then we all got up and we all danced around the room in a circle front to back with Prabhupada leading us, dancing around the room.
Yeah. All right, one more driving story. Not exactly driving, but we were in the car. A nice one. We'd been to visit a place, I think it was in Ahmedabad now. and Prabhupada had gone to look at a house that Yasamali Nandana Prabhu was interested in getting for a new temple. So then we went back to the car, and we were sitting in the car, and we were waiting to go. So in those days, I had all these badges. I used to wear one of those white waistcoats, and I had all these different badges. So I had this badge with a picture of Lord Jagannath, the Jagannath deities from Melbourne. They're very beautiful. So I was very happy and proud of this badge. I loved it. So as we're sitting there waiting to go, this little boy is about 10 years old. He came up to the window next to me. So then he started banging on the window. So I turned and looked, and then he started pointing. Like this, he's pointing at my badge, and he's signaling, give it to me, give it to me. So I was thinking, oh, you know, just ignore this boy, he's going to go away. But then Srila Prabhupada started looking, and he's looking over, and he looked at me, and he looked at the boy, and he looked at my badge, and then all of a sudden he leaned over and he went, 10 rupees.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So the boy just—he didn't bat an eyelid. He just shook his head and he kept on pointing. So Prabhupada sat back. He laughed. He said, "Give him it." So that was it. I gave him my badge. Is that it?
Yes, sir. With the mask on.
Okay, so it's 25 past 6. Oh, Maharaj, sorry. Go on.
Hare Krishna. So, how did you like this session? Srila Prabhupada ki. I'm also looking forward to sessions like this for next few days. And I'll make it a point that it happens. So Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj already gave us plenty of time. So we will now offer the stage to Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj for his Moscow temple project. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Bhakti Purushottama Swami, Swaminarayana Chaitanya Bhagavata.
And the proper grammar, all kinds of sounds. So this is how Gaurava Mahaprabhu was ended with us. And that time Navadvip foundation was very miserable. The people of Navadvip, they are not interested in bhakti. They are all worshipping Kali, Durga, Sitala, spending money in very materialistic way. Bhakti-yog naam khoila sunite duskar. Hardly anyone will know what Bhakti-yog is. You should not discuss at all. Then Mahaprabhu saw everybody, they are busy with all kinds of these false activities. Then my Pandit Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he felt very bad that these people are suffering so much. So in this way, Mahaprabhu saw that how devotees are going through so much difficult, because that time these Kali worshippers in Navadvip were so much predominating, and Vaishnavas were getting very hard time to survive here. Actually, there is no Vaishnavas here. Few, very few. Advaita, Sivas, Gadadhar, Mukunda, and they also came from different parts. They came from Bangladesh, most of them. And that time Muslim ruling,
period was there. So in this way Mahaprabhu saw bhaktasam dukkha paya dekhena apane. How my devotees, they are going through so many troubles. So in this way Mahaprabhu, he thought, now the time has come. Now I have to manifest my real identity, that who am I. So he's thinking, let me go finish my Pitrus Radha in Gaya, then I will come back and I will start my Sankirtan movement. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he took some of his disciples, students, then took the permission of Mother Sati, and they went along with the students. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he went to Gaya. And on the way, the Mandar Parvat, the Mandar Mountain, and Mahaprabhu took darshan of Madhusudan in Mandar Parvat Mountain. Then eight deities on this earthly planet, Vishnu Avatar, one of them is Madhusudan, who is situated in Mandar Parvat. So Mahaprabhu was going to Gaya. So on the way, he exhibited a very special pastime. All of a sudden, he got a fever. He got a fever. So all his disciples, students got very worried, what will happen? Now Nirmani Pandit has heavy fever. And many different kinds of treatments they are doing to Nimai. But fever is not reducing. How Supreme Personality of Godhead can have fever? So here Vrindavan Das Thakur explaining. Prakrita lokare praha vaikuntha isha log sikha dekhai te dharilana ja. Prakrita lokare praha. Just like an ordinary materialistic person, Vaikuntha Ishwar, the Lord of Vaikuntha. Now, in order to teach people in general, he has accepted this jara, this fever. So when the disciples, they got very worried, what to do, many days gone, now the fever is not, is not getting cured. And one day, Nimai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he thought, my fever will not reduce, there is only one medicine. Tabe Prabhu Vyavasthila Aushadha Apane. He said, I will cure myself, I know what is the medicine for my fever. Tabe Prabhu Vyavasthila Aushadha Apane, Sarva Dukkha Khande Vipra Padodaka Pane. Then he said, all kinds of misery will be eradicated, removed, simply by drinking the water after washing the lotus feet of the Brahmanas. So this is what Mahaprabhu wanted to teach everybody, the potency of the water by which you wash the feet of the Brahmanas, Vipra. So to teach these things, so Mahaprabhu, he drink. Then he went to a Brahmana house and washed his feet. Then he drank that water. And as soon as he drank water, immediately the fever has reduced. Immediately the fever has reduced. So this is the behavior of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Sevakavastha. He is very dear to his servants. And yet this Brahman, he is a devotee, the servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Lord is, he is drinking the water after washing the feet of this Brahman. So this is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvatra rakha kahana prahurisharan balandaki kemate chadiye bhaktagam. So how devotee can live such Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he reduced, his fever was reduced. Then he went and he is entering into Gaya. And when he entered into Gaya, he went to see the Pada Padma. In Gaya Tirtha, there are 16 places where people they go and they do offer the sadha. And one place, the Gayasira. Gayasira where Lord Vishnu put his feet on his head. Their footprint is there. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he entered into the temple and there he saw all the excellent brahmanas surrounding the lotus feet footprint of Vishnu. They are sitting there and they are offering lot of flower garlands, chandan, pradeep, cloth, ornaments, everybody coming and offering the lotus feet of Vishnu, the mountain of all those gifts lying there. And all the brahmanas they are sitting and glorifying, say, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Say, yeah, dekha jata bhagyavanta jana, oh fortunate living entities, oh fortunate living entities, come here, come here. See this lotus feet, this great lotus feet, which Lord Shiva is holding on his chest. This lotus feet, which is the life and soul of Mother Lakshmi. This lotus feet, the body, holding on his head. Just see, just having darshan of this lotus feet, your life will be successful. If somebody just takes darshan of this lotus feet, he will become free from the sufferings that he is supposed to get from Yamaraj. So in this way, when all these brahmanas, they are glorifying the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, then Mahaprabhu, he entered into the temple, Gaya temple, and there when he heard the glory of the lotus feet Vishnu Pada Padma, and he just had a glance, the beautiful lotus feet of Vishnu, so immediately started to cry. Asudhara bahe duhi sivatmanayane lamaharsa kampahila charana darsane. Having darshan of the lotus feet of Vishnu, immediately started to cry. And the hair stood on the end, body covering all ashtasattvic vikar manifested to the body of Gaurachandra. So in this way, sarva jagater bhagye prabhu Gaurachandra prema bhakti prakashe karilarambha. Prabhu Gaurachandra, he started manifesting this prema bhakti constantly, like Ganga and Jamuna, the tears pouring from his eyes. And all the brahmanas there inside the temple, they are very surprised, because they have never seen the symptoms of bhakti, prema bhakti in somebody's body. And when they saw, they were all surprised. But who is this person? Then Mahaprabhu is crying. Then all of a sudden, in the temple room, one elderly personality entered. And that was Ishwarpuri. Then Mahaprabhu, he had seen Ishwarpuri. With Ishwarpuri once before, Ishwarpuri came to Navadvip. But that time Mahaprabhu has not manifested his devotional mood. And Ishwarpuri met Gauranga Mahaprabhu in my Pandit. That time he has told that why are you wasting your time in studying all these things? Better you should become devotee. Then Mahaprabhu told, yes, one day I will become devotee. I will become such a great devotee. A Brahma Shiva will come to take darshan of me. Please bless me that one day I can become such a great devotee. Then Ishwarpuri became very pleased. He said, oh, I bless you. That you have developed this desire that one day you will get bhakti. Definitely one day you will get this bhakti. And that was the relationship. Then when in Gaya temple, Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw this same Ishwarpur is here. But he did not know before that Ishwarpur is staying in Gaya. Then immediately Gaurasundar went forward and offered humble obeisances. And when Ishwarpur saw, oh, that Nimai, you are here. Similarly, he came and embraced Nimai. And Nimai also embraced Ishwarpuri. Here, Vrindavan Das Thakur explaining, Ishwarpuri o Gauratandrir dekhiya, alingana kadilena maharshaya, dvakar vigraha, dvakar primajale, sinchita haila primananda kutuhale. So they both embrace each other and crying. Both Ishwarpuri and Nimai Pandit crying, and with their tears, both are like just like taking bath by their tears. So, when Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw Ishwarpuri, then he said, oh, now all my trouble of traveling to Gaya has been success. Gaya Dastra Sapala Amar Jatakhan Dekhilang Sarvatama. Now I got darshan of your lotus feet. So all the trouble I have taken to come to Gaya is now successful. So that is the purpose of traveling to different holy places. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been explained. If somebody goes to holy place just to take bath in the holy rivers and does not take association of the pure devotee, they are compared to go and khara. Their ass and their cows. So that's why Mahaprabhu is saying that I have come here, now my travel to Gaya is successful. I came to offer sadha to my father. The people, they come here to offer sadha to their father. But if you offer sadha to your father, then your father will be benefited, will be delivered. But if somebody takes darshan of a pure devotee like you, then what will happen? He says, Tirtha Pinda Delese Nishtare Pitrugan Seijare Pinda De Tare Seija. That particular person will be delivered. But if somebody takes darshan of you, millions of their ancestors, they all will be delivered immediately. Immediately will be delivered. Then Gauranga Nimai Pandit, he approached Ishwarpuri. Said, now finally I have found you. Please deliver me from this ocean of material existence. I offered my body, my mind, everything unto you. Please give me Krishna Pada Padma Amrita Rasapan. Give me that nectar mellow of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Amare kara tumi sahilan. This is what I am begging from you. Please offer me. Then when Ishwarpuri, he heard that Nimai approaching him like this, then Ishwarpuri said, oh Pandit, Nimai, just listen. By seeing you, I think you must be Supreme Person of Godhead, some Ansa, some person of Supreme Person of Godhead. I have seen a dream. Last night I saw a dream. And now that is happening. Please tell me, Nimai, when I see you, I get the happiness as if I see Krishna. I get Paramananda Sukha constantly after seeing you. I am feeling that I am seeing Krishna. Then when Mahaprabhu, he heard this, then Mahaprabhu being very humble, said, all your mercy. Hasya Balana Prabhu, Mura Bada Bhagya, I am very fortunate. Then by seeing you, by seeing me, you are becoming so happy. So in this way, they are discussing different things. Then after this meeting Mahaprabhu went to give Pindadan Shraddha ceremony. Then Mahaprabhu went different places after finishing his Shraddha ceremony. Then finally he came to his house where he was staying resting place. Then Nimai is preparing some food for himself to eat. And at that time he just finished his cooking so that he will start to eat. Right that time Ishwarpuri entered. Randana Sampurna Haila Henai Samai Ailana Sri Ishwarpuri Mahasaya. Just cooking finished, Ishwarpuri arrived there. Prema Jaga Krishna Bolite Bolite Ailana Prabhusthane Dhulite Dhulite. Prendana Krishna Bolite Bolite. In great ecstasy, chanting the holy name of Krishna. And he arrived there in front of Nimai. So immediately Nimai saw that Ishwarpuri approaching. So very respectfully, then he stopped cooking. Then he offered a nice asan to Ishwarpuri. Then Ishwarpuri smiling and telling, "Oh Nimai, I have come very right time. We just finished his cooking now. So I have come very right time." Then Prabhu bale, "Jabahena bhakyarudai, ayyanna bhikhadi kara mahasai." Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I am so fortunate. Now you have come that I have cooked food for me. Please, you accept this food." Then Ishwarpuri smiled. Said, no, you have cooked for yourself. You eat that. I will not eat." Then Mahaprabhu said, no, you must eat this. They said, "If I eat, then what you eat?" Prabhu bale, "Ami anna radhibam eve. I will go on very quick and I will cook again more rice. So I will eat, I will cook and eat, you eat this." Puri vale kikar jeko dhe arapa jirna seta kara dui bhag. Then Puri Ishwarpuri said, "No, you don't have to cook again. Whatever you have cooked, and you let us divide it. You take half, I will take half. We will divide it." So sweet relationship between a guru and disciple. How disciple is so eager to serve, and guru has developed such an intense relationship. They say, no, you don't have to take trouble of cooking again. We will take half up. You take half, I will take half. But Mahaprabhu said, no. Hasya bolena prabhu jadi amatao, jemna hoyate taha, tumi sab khao. If you want me, then you must eat whatever rice I have cooked. You eat everything. You don't worry. Within one moment, I will cook again. Then Ishwarpuri, when he started to eat, and Nimai went to cook. And when Nimai Pandit went to cook, then Mother Lakshmi appeared. And Mother Lakshmi appeared with potency. And immediately, in one moment, all kinds of cooking was ready again. Saichana Ramadevi Ati Alakshite Prabhu and Nimita Arna Randhila Turite. Lakshmi Devi, in hidden form, she came and she cooked all food for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So here Vrindavan Das Thakur was saying, and this description, sweet pastimes of Lord Gauranga sharing his food with his guru, Ishwarpuri. This Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, "Ishwar purira sanghe prabhura bhajan, yara sravana mile krishna premadhan." Whoever will listen to this description of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Ishwarpuri taking prasadam, yara sravana mile krishna premadhan, he will achieve the love of God and love of Krishna. So then, after that, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he fed Ishwarpuri, then he took some sandalwood pulp and he put smear on the body of Ishwarpuri, sandalwood pulp. The Sri Jataprita Ishwarpuri re taha panivare kona janasakti dhare. Vrindavan Das Thakur was saying, he is so devoted, so affectionate towards Ishwar Puri. Who can explain that? So, Mahaprabhu was very attached to Ishwar Puri, so much so that once Mahaprabhu went to see the birthplace of Ishwar Puri, as one place on the way to Calcutta, as one place Kumarhatta in Halisahar. Once Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he went to see the Sripad, the birthplace of his spiritual master. And when he just reached that place, and he started to cry, that this place, my Guru has appeared, and simply chanting Ishwar Puri, Ishwar Puri, hours of the Vishnu, Ishwar Puri Vine, Kandilena Nirantara, Chaitana Seishtane. Then Mahaprabhu, then he took some sand from there and put in his cloth. Then after so many devotees were there, and then Mahaprabhu took some sand, then everybody took some sand from there. And thousands of people are there, everybody taking sand, and become a big pond. If you go now there, that pond is there. You have Chaitanya Doba. Doba means pond. So in this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so he is glorifying his spiritual master. So after putting his chandan on his body, then Mahaprabhu saying, Prabhu vale doya karite ailam, satya hila Ishwara pujire dekhilam. Right, came to Gaya, that has become truth, that I could take darshan of Ishwara Puri. Oh dear Ishwara Puri, please give me mantra diksha. Then when Ishwara Puri heard that Nimai asking him, begging him to get diksha from him, Ishwara Puri was so pleased. He said, I have got a jewel in my hand. What to speak of, I will give you diksha. I can give my life to you. Puri vale mantra va boliva kon katha. Pranam jita pari tumare sarvatha. You are asking me to give you mantra diksha. What to speak of mantra diksha. I can give my life to you. Then he gave him dasakshar mantra, 10 syllables mantra. Then Mahaprabhu, he offered after receiving the mantra, Prabhu vale dehami dilam tamare, that I offered my body unto you, please. Tena subha drishti tumi karo amare, jenami bhasi krishna premara sagare, please do bless me, please. Put your merciful glance upon me, so that I can float in the ocean of Krishna Prem. Sunya Prabhur Bhakya Sri Ishwara Puri, when Ishwara Puri heard this from Nimai Pandit, then immediately embraced Nimai Pandit, and Ishwara Puri started to cry, begging Lord Gauranga. And both Ishwara Puri and Nimai Pandit, they could not control themselves. Then from that day, Nimai Pandit, he exhibited Atma Prakash, that who he is. Atma Prakash Rasi Haida Samay, the time came that he is exhibiting his real Swarup, who he is. And after getting this mantra, Nimai Pandit in Gaya, he stayed a few days. And one day, in a solitary place, he is chanting this mantra that he received from his Guru. Dhyananande Mahaprabhu Vrajya Prakashya, and he is in meditation, he is deriving so much ecstasy and pleasure, and he could not control himself. He started to cry, Krishna re bapare mor jivana srihari, Pandike Jalamara Prankari Chori, Krishna Re. O Krishna, O my father, O my life, Srihari, whose direction have you gone? You have stolen my heart. How have I gone? He would chant this and cry and cry and cry. And ফিল্ড রোল অন দ গ্রাউন্ড সকল সিং হইল ধুলায় স্যার অ্যান্ড অল ওভার দি বডি স্মিয়ার দি ডাস্ট ইন দিস আর্তনাদ লট অফ আর্তি ভাব টু শাউট অ্যান্ড স্ক্রিম ভেরি লাউডলি কথা গেল বাপ কৃষ্ণ ছাড়িয়া মোহরে ও মাই ডিয়ার ফাদার হোয়ার আর ইউ গন ইউ হ্যাভ ডিপ্রাইভড মি অফ সিন্ধিশ্বর ইউ টু ক্রাই রোল অন দি গ্রাউন্ড অ্যান্ড সমটাইমস জম্প ইন দি স্কাই দিস ওয়ে মহাপ্রভু হি ডেভেলপ হি ম্যানিফেস্টেড দি কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি সো গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু লর্ড কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ হি ক্যান টু শো দি মুড অফ বিপ্রলম্ব এ বিরহ The Viraha mood he started, exhibited when he went to Gaya. From that is starting of his Hare Krishna movement. Then he came back, he stayed few days, then he came back to Navadvip. And when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip, thousands of people, they are coming to see, oh, Nimai has come back after many, many days. During that time, to go some Tirtha Yatra was not such an easy job. Like nowadays, people they go by train, they go by plane, they travel all over the place. But that time it is not so easy. It takes months when they have to go by walking. Very difficult. And when somebody will go on Tirtha Yatra and he will come back, that means he has achieved a big thing, he has completed his Tirtha Yatra. So all the people, villagers will come, and they will take dust of this person because he has gone to so many Tirtha Yatras. The previous time, it was so difficult job to go on Tirtha. They will go Kedarnath, Badrinath, Dwaraka, and they will go to Rameshwar, Chardham and Puri. And somebody completed that ministry. He has almost gone back to Godhead like that. And this was a difficult job. People that time, they would go on Tirtha Yatra, they would not think they would come back. They would prepare themselves that I am going now, I will die on the way somewhere. There is no chance of coming back. And if somebody comes back, means he has achieved a lot. So much so, I have heard that people, when they start their Tirtha Yatra, they do their own sadha ceremony, thinking that they will die on the way. So before they die, they do their sadha ceremony. When they start their journey. And when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came back, Nimai, so everybody coming to see, and the Nimai explaining to everybody different events, how he went to Gaya, and how different things happened, and Mother Sachi is very happy that her son has come back, and she is doing different kinds of puja. She is doing puja to Shitala, to all kinds of devis. You protected my son has come back. Ai haila anandamayi sati bhaktyavati putra devi harisena jane ase kati. She is so happy. She doesn't know where she is. And Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Priya, she was very happy also that her husband has come back. So in this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was meeting with all kinds of people. Then finally at one point, he told everybody, you all go away. Everybody please go back to your house. But few Vaishnavs, usually Vaishnavs, they don't go to see Nimai. So Nimai was very critical, not critical. Sometimes he would give very hard time to Vaishnavs. He would go and argue with Vaishnavs, but Vaishnavs, they were not interested. They were interested in listening Krishna Katha, chanting the holy name. But Nimai would go and harass them. Sometimes in Mukunda or Gadadhar, Srivas, they would come on the street. They would see Nimai coming. They would get so scared. They would go some other way. Our Nimai is coming. He'll catch us, means he. So he'll give heavy, hard time to us. So nobody will go to see Nimai. But a few, two, three, Vaishnava, some or other, out of curiosity, they have gone to see Nimai. Nimai has come, let us go see. Then Nimai told everybody, you go to your house. Few boys of the count. Prabhu wale bandhu sahab, suna pahi katha. Krishna ra purva de, dekhi tu jatha jatha. So my dear friends, you please come. I will tell you very wonderful thing. All the events, all the incidents that took place when I went to Gaya, I want to explain you. Then he is explaining how he went to different villages, whatever happened on the way. Then finally, I am close to Gaya. I am just entering the city of Gaya. Mahaprabhu is saying, I could hear thousands of brahmanas. They are chanting the Veda mantra. Then I entered the temple room. Sahasra sahasra mitra pade veda dhani. Dekha dekha Vishnu pada tirtha khani. And they, all these brahmanas, they are saying, please see the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So in this way, Nimai explaining to these Vaishnavas. And as soon as he just uttered Vishnu Padodoka, then his throat got choked. So he could not speak anything. He stopped. Sesat Prabhu Hailana Bodhi Asamma. He could not control himself. Krishna Valli Kandite Lagila Bahuta. Then he started to cry, saying, Krishna, Krishna. And Premadal, with the tears of prem, that all the whole courtyard got filled with the tears. And Mahaprabhu is breathing very heavily. Mahashwata Chari Prabhu, Krishna, Krishna Bale, he is breathing very heavily. And his body was trembling. Sriyanaya Prabhu Kampa Bhare Thara Thara. He is trembling, quivering. And there is Sriman Pandit, he had a Vaishnav, and he saw Nimai. Who is said Nimai? He saw a different Nimai. Nimai was very arrogant, very naughty. How can he become so humble? And all these symptoms is manifesting. These symptoms of Prema Bhakti. Dekhana Apurva Krishna Premere Kanda. He said, Apurva, never seen before like this. Nimai is crying with Krishna Prem. Chaturdhika Nayane Bahaya Premadhar. Then Nimai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when you cry, really when we cry, tears rolls down on our cheek. But if Gauranga Mahaprabhu would cry, tears will flow from his eyes like syringes. Sometimes blood would come also. Through his hair pores, so all kinds of symptoms would manifest in the latter part of his life. And when Sriman Pandit, he saw, then he is thinking, Emata Ihane Kabu Nahin Dekhiya, I have never seen in Nimai like this. Definitely, he must have been blessed by Lord Krishna. Otherwise, how can all these symptoms would manifest in Nimai? Then after some time, the Nimai, when he was explaining, then got fainted. Then after some time, he came back to the external senses. Prabhu kahe bandhu sahab, aaji ghare jaha, kali jatha boli jatha asivarita. Then Nimai said, okay, student Ahmad, but I have one request. You go back to your house. But I have one request to all of you. You tell all the Vaishnavas of Navadi, they should come to this solitary place. Mor dukha satala pahivan pahivan nivedan. I have revealed my heart to somebody. I am suffering like anything. My tale of sorrow, I am revealed somebody. But I don't find whom I should speak to. So I request you tell all the Vaishnavas of Navadev, they should all gather tomorrow in Suklambar Brahmachari's house. Suklambar Brahmachari is another great devotee of Lord Gauranga Parsad. Poor Brahman. That Brahmachari is such a poor Brahman. He would go every day house and bake some rice and cook offer to Radha Madhav and live on that. A small cottage in the bank of the river Ganges. And Mahaprabhu is so interesting that Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, where it is starting, the starting point, there are so many other Vaishnavas, rich people are there. But how interesting is this, that Mahaprabhu chose the house of Suklambar Brahmachari, the poorest personality, maybe in the Navadvip, who goes house to house. And Mahaprabhu is going to reveal there that Brahma Dullabha was to Krishna friend. He is going to reveal in the house of the most poor personality in Navadi. Then Mahaprabhu told Srimad Pandit, Kali Savesh Klammar Brahmachari Ghare, Tumi Ar Sadasiv Asiya Sattari. You come Sadasiv, bring Sadasiv, and then all the Vaishnavas, they will meet me in Suklambar Brahmachari's house and I will reveal the problem, the sufferings I am going through. I will reveal my heart to them. So in this way, all the Vaishnavas, they left. Nimai was not able to control himself. They are simply crying and crying. Krishna Krishna Boli Prabhu Karaya Krandam Aitekhe Asurale Bharila Anga. Mahaprabhu simply crying, saying, Krishna Krishna, I means Mother Sati. Mother Sati sa Asurale Bharila Anga. The whole courtia but filled with tears, rolling down from Gauranga Nimai Pandit. Then Nimai simply crying and saying, Kotha Krishna, Kotha Krishna, Balaya Thakur, Balite Balite Prem Bhagaya Prasur. More he is saying, Kotha Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And his prema is increasing more and more. So in this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, sometimes running here, there, shouting, screaming, sometimes biting his teeth. And Mother Sati is thinking, what happened to my son? She is very happy that after so long my son has come back. But now son is behaving very different, very strange. He is haunted by something or what? Then she is going and asking everyone, what happened to my son? Then people are saying, oh yes, your son must have too much wheat in his stomach. You should give some green coconut water to him. Somebody said, no, this is not an ordinary wheat formation. Some heavy problem is there. You should put some special oil on his head so he'll cool down. So Mother Sati, very innocent lady, whoever, whatever saying, she is following everything and doing that. And sometimes Gauranga getting so ferocious, running here that he's running to beat Lakshmipriya. And she gets so scared, she runs away and hiding herself. And Mother Sati says, what to do now? She is so much trouble. This is after Gauranga come back from Gaya. His different symptoms manifesting. And next day, morning, early morning, all the devotees of Navadvip, they have gathered in Srivasanga. All of you must have been to Srivasanga. So they have all gathered there. Because Mahaprabhu has told to Sriman Pandit, you go give this message to all the Vaishnavas. That is place all Vaishnavas, they come there to pluck the flower. Eta kunda vatsa gatha se Srivasa mandire kunda rupe sivakalpa tarva vatare. There is a kunda flower tree. And that special quality of that flower tree is more flower will pluck. It manifests more and more flower. That is, all the Vaishnavas, they come from Navadvip to pluck flower. And that day, early morning, all Srivas Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, everybody, and Gopinath, Ramai, everybody, them gathered. And they're plucking flowers and discussing different Krishna katha. Henai samaya asi Siman Pandit hasita hasita asi haila bhi. At this time, Siman Pandit approaching and he's smiling. So when Srivast Thakur saw Siman Pandit smiling, then Srivast Pandit said, "Oh Siman, what happened to you? You look very happy today. What makes you so happy?" Then Sriman Pandit said, "What makes me happy? I'll tell you, not only I am happy, all of you will become happy." Then all Vaishnavas said, "Hey, please tell us, kaha dekhi bolile na bhagavatam, tell us, what is that?" Then Sriman Pandit said, "Yes, a wonderful, wonderful thing has happened. Param adbhut. Paramadbhuta katha maha asambhav. Something has happened, impossible. It is not possible. How can this happen to Nimai, such an arrogant personality? Paramadbhuta katha maha asambhav. Impossible. What is that is impossible? Nimai Pandit haila param Vaishnava. Nimai Pandit has turned into great Vaishnava. Devotee." So Sriman Pandit said, "You know, yesterday Nimai came back from Navadvip and I went to see him. And when I went to see him and I saw, he is very renounced. He is no more arrogant. Parama virantarupa satala sambhas tilathya kaudhantara nahika prakas. No more arrogant. So then, he is going to speak to me. He is explaining about his Gaya Tirthyatra. Then as soon as he uttered Vishnu Padataka, Hat Krishna Balya Matra Padila Bhumite, Sarvanga Mahakampa Pulaka Purvite." Immediately he said, "Hat Krishna," and fell on the ground. So when all the devotees, they heard, they were very happy. "Oh, Nimai has become Vaishnava. Very good, very good." Because all the Kali worshippers were giving a lot of trouble to the Vaishnavas. And then when they had Nimai, a very intelligent personality, now he is joining our group. Very good. They are saying, "Oh, if Nimai will join our group, we will chop off the head of all the Kali worshippers." So they are all very happy. So today Nimai has told, "You should all come to Shuklambar Brahmachari's house and there he ought to reveal his heart to you. He will speak of something from his heart." Then Vaishnavas are thinking, "What Nimai will speak to us? Nimai always gives us a hard time. So, okay, let us today all go, let us see what he wants to tell us." So that noon time, all the Vaishnavas, Advaita Acharya, Gopinath, Ramai, Srivast Thakur, everybody went and they are waiting in Shuklambar Brahmachari's courtyard. They are sitting. After some time, Nimai approached. They saw Nimai is coming, tall Brahman wearing nice dhoti, nice Brahman thread, long hair, and he is in complete different mood. Tears coming from his, going from his eyes, and all the Vaishnavas are waiting. What Nimai will speak to us, tell us. Then Nimai entered through the door. Then there is a bamboo pillar. Then when Nimai entered through the door and saw all the great Vaishnavas, then he chanted one verse glorifying the glories of, described the glories of Vaishnavas. And as soon as he saw all the Vaishnavas, he got so much ecstasy. He got unconscious, he got hold of the pillar. By the weight of his body, the pillar broke and Nimai fell on the ground. And when Nimai fell on the ground, all the Vaishnavas, they were sitting in the courtyard, but just by seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they got so much ecstasy. They all lost their external consciousness. And they all, whoever, wherever they're sitting, they fall one after another, on top of another Vaishnava. So in this way, Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining that how Krishna Bali Kandite Lagila Bahuta, Krishna Re Prabhure Mor Kondi Gegela, Etabali Prabhupuna Bhumite Padina. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he became unconscious. And all the Vaishnavas, they are also lying there. Sadasi, Murari, Sriman, Shuklambar, everybody. So after some time, Nimai, he came to his external senses. So when he came to his external senses, then he could hear somebody inside the room also crying, weeping. Then Nimai asks, who is inside the room also crying? Then devotee said, that is your friend, Gadadhar. Gadadhar Nimai, their friend. But both are completely opposite character. Gadadhar was very sober, very devotional minded from his childhood. But Nimai was completely opposite. He is very arrogant, he is not into Vishnu Puja or anything. But they are friends also, at the same time. So Mahaprabhu, then he went to see what Gadadhar is doing. And there he saw Gadadhar putting his head down, tears coming from his eyes, flowing from his eyes. Then Nimai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he picked up Gadadhar, he embraced Gadadhar. Oh Gadadhar, you are so fortunate. I have wasted my life. From the childhood you are worshipping Krishna. And I am so arrogant. I wasted my life. Prabhu vale Gadadhar, tumi sa sukriti, shishu haite Krishna te karila trinamati. From the childhood, they are so attached to Krishna. But my life I wasted. Then finally, painu amulya nidhi gela daivadase. Finally I found that most valuable thing, but I lost it. Again he fell underground, he became unconscious. So in this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is saying, he is crying, Pailu Ishwaramar Kondike Gela Etabali Sambhakale Kariya Padila. That I found my Lord, but where did he go? And all the Vaishnava were surprised. What he found, what he is crying for? Actually, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he was coming back from Gaya, there is one place on the way known as Kanai Nakshala. Now it is on the border of Bengal and Bihar. It is inside the Bihar. On the bank of the river Ganges, nice mountain, and top of the mountain known as Kanai Nakshala. Now ISKCON has got possession of that temple, that place. There is one sadhu, Ramanuja Charya Sampradaya sadhu was staying there. And just before he left body, he just came here. We do not know about that place. He just came. And one day, that sadhu with long beard, he was sitting in front of His Holiness Devadatta Maharaj's office door. Then the Maharaj entered into his office and he told his secretary that sadhu is sitting, he gives some food. When he was thinking some sadhu has come to ask some donation. Then his secretary said, no, he wants to meet with you. He said, why? He is Mahanta of Kanai Nakshala and he wants to offer that land to ISKCON. So Devadatta was very happy. Oh, great. So immediately we did all the land paper, transfer everything, and just after giving the land to ISKCON, then he left body. Now we have nice temple there, beautiful deities. You should go to that place and bank of river Ganges. If you go now, you will get a flavor. That is food print of Lord Krishna from thousands of years ago. And that place, that tree, under whose tree Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he was coming from the Gaya, then he saw Krishna. He saw Krishna. That was explaining. Tamal Samalayek Shishu Sunda. A beautiful boy. Tamal blue boy. Wearing yellow garments. nice peacock figure on his head and is playing on his flute and is smiling, very sweet smile. He is approaching towards me and Asunatha went to embrace him and he ran away. So that is what he is lamenting for. Pailu Ishwar Mar Pondike Gela. But finally I found my Ishwar, my Lord, and he is crying. Krishna Re Prabhu Re Mar Pondike Gela. Eta Vali Prabhu Puna Bhumite Padila. He would come with extra sense. Then again he would remember, oh, I have lost Krishna. This Viraha, big Pralamba. I have lost Krishna. Then again he would become unconscious. Again he would become unconscious. Again and again this thing would happen. Then he would go to each Vaishnava and embrace him. Dharya Savargala Kande Vishambar. He would embrace each Vaishnava. Kotha Krishna Bhaisav Balaha Saptar. They would tell, oh my dear brother, immediately tell me. Which side my Krishna? Which direction did he go? Where is my Krishna? And all the Vaishnavas, they would see this artha, this mood of Lord Gauranga. Prabhura dekhiya arti kande bhaktagan, karamate ardhichu naspure vasan. And all the Vaishnavas, by seeing this miserable condition of Lord Gauranga in separation from Krishna, they would not be able to speak any words. They all would simply cry. And Mahaprabhu said, please, send me more dukkha karakhandan anidha mare nanda gopendra nandan. Please, send me more dukkha karakhandan. I am suffering like anything. Anidha mare nanda gopendra nandan. Bring back the son of Nanda Maharaj. I need him. In this way, he would breathe heavily and roll on the ground, and sometimes you jump in the sky and fall, and all the boys would get scared, say, Rakha Krishna, Rakha Krishna, they would pray, Krishna, please protect him. He is jumping so high and falling on the ground, his bone will get smashed. So in this way, everybody would be in great ecstasy in Krishna prema. Vaishnav samaja sabe aila harise anupurpika kahilena asesh visheshe. So all the Vaishnavs gathered there, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he explained. So this is how Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he started his Sankirtan movement in Vipralamba. That after taking initiation from Ishwar Puipat, and seeing, taking darshan of Krishna, then gradually his mood in separation becomes more and more intense. Then he took sannyas. Then he went to Puri. And when he was in Puri, and that mood of separation would become so intense, daytime somehow he would spend his time. Because so many devotees would come, he would chant, listen Bhagavad Katha, talking to devotees, no problem. And as soon as he would become night, he would become lonely. Then more separation, feeling of separation would increase, and whole night Raya Ramananda and Swarup Damodar would spend with Mahaprabhu, quoting different kinds of verses according to his mood. And latter part of his life, he felt so intense separation, he would not be able to tolerate. And he would go and scratch his face on the wall, and blood would come, ulcers on his face. That was the Krishna Viraha, Vipralamba Bhav. Sometimes all doors are closed. Mahaprabhu would just run to ocean, thinking ocean as Jamuna. So much separation, he entered the ocean. Once he got caught by a fisherman. So one day, he got in the mood of seeing Govardhan. There is a big hill of sand. So Mahaprabhu was running like wings, that nobody could catch him. So in this way, that very mood he developed by going to Gaya. getting darshan of Vishnu Pada Padma, receiving initiation from Isharpuri and having darshan of Lord Krishna, that he found, he saw, and Krishna left. Kaha jama, kaha pava, murali vadan. So throughout his life he was like in separation and separation. And finally in this way, in latter part of his life in Jagannath Puri, he exhibited the extreme situation of Krishna viraha in Gambhira. So in this way, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has explained the Sankirtan Arambha, how the Sankirtan Yajna has started in Navadvip. In this way, he has explained. So today, I will stop here. So today we heard something about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So tomorrow, we will listen to some sweet pastimes of Lord Nityananda. So, because of the limited times, so every day for 1 hour, one day Nityananda pastimes, one day Advaita pastimes, one day Srivas Thakur's house, very beautiful, sweet pastimes, Lord Gauranga performed. So every day, we will listen to different pastimes of Lord Gauranga. जय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के श्री चैतन्य भागवत के गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल सनातन जी